We are in London, in West Hampstead, and we are in the middle of a workshop on alchemy. And this alchemy is about transforming the residual elements of the 3D programming, all that has held us back in our evolution, individual as collective, as humanity, and stopped further expansion. So we intend to transform all that is limiting. And literally, like in alchemy, allow the light, the golden light of consciousness, to shine. And tonight we are sitting outdoors, like we normally do for those special meditations. And diving in the very powerful energies that are building up, and that will create a number of important movements in the coming days. So if you want to take a moment to soak in the huge conjunction that's going to happen tomorrow, but that you can feel already very strongly, of the Sun, the center of our solar system, but also symbolically our consciousness, that eternal consciousness that is everything, and Neptune, the planet ruling the sign of Pisces. Neptune represents the infinite, the vastness of the ocean. Divinity, mystery, the limitless, illusion as well. And there's a strong element of dissipating illusion in this encounter that will take place tomorrow, when the Sun will meet Neptune in his own place. Neptune is currently in the sign of Pisces and is the natural ruler of Pisces. Literally, it's as if we were invited as individuals, as humanity, to open up to the perception, the experience of the infinite and the divine. In Neptune's house, in his own realm. It's a mostly emotional experience. There's not much to understand, in the sense that we won't get clear pictures of things, but we have the possibility to merge. With the divine. Tomorrow, when the Sun will come to meet Neptune, there will be another connection happening, which is minor but of some importance in the process of alchemically transmuting the old so we can embrace the new. And this encounter is between Chiron and Lilith, the black moon. This stresses for us the importance of releasing old karma once for all. We are no longer here to continue and perpetuate with our mental reflections, thinking, reminiscence. We are no longer here to perpetuate the suffering that has been destiny of humanity for so many thousands of years. It's been a big illusion. So if Neptune can bring illusion, it can also help us go through this illusion and discover what the reality is instead. So as we dive into the vastness of divinity and surrender to it, the attachment, mostly unconscious, to separation, wounds, can dissolve instantly. What we hold within, and I think we can sense it right now, is the eternal wisdom of divine perfection, all-knowing, omnipotence. And these are not words, they are flavors, they are sounds, they are vibrations of our soul. And when we embodied this time, when we came here again and were born, we knew. We knew, we were adamant that this time was going to be the time we resolve that eternal pain of separation. And how strongly we have known that. When the moment arrives, we become a bit hesitant, sometimes step back or become elusive, and could nearly be tempted to not embrace that truth and just continue with the illusion of separation, the illusion of pain. So now as we are sitting in the fresh evening air with the moisture of this late winter atmosphere, only a few weeks away from the spring equinox, with this huge buildup of Neptune, coming together with the Sun, we want to finally surrender and let go. any attachment to separation we may still be holding. Attachment to separation can express as resistance. We want something and we make sure we don't get it. May express as denial as well. Do as if we didn't want anything, as if nothing was really a problem. But it also causes a lot of fear. The fear we see projected around us also tells about hidden or not very conscious fears we may still be holding. So at the moment of reunion, of coming together of the human self with the divine self, all that is needed is to just drop the arms and stop fighting. Can you consider for a moment dropping the masks, the burdens, lowering the guard and ripping off all the added layers of non-truth? Of the infinite, the limitless expresses, is felt, we can sense it as a big embrace. Feeling held, supported, protected, nurtured, healed, hold, coming back to oneness. The kind of experience that leaves us speechless, thoughtless, with an open heart. This is a huge event that is happening tomorrow, but it will be followed by another few elements that are more ordinary. So in the series of movements in the solar system, we have also coming up on Monday the connection of Venus and Uranus. Venus, who is in her own sign, like Neptune is in his sign, Venus is in Taurus, Uranus is visiting, and Venus is coming to join Uranus on Monday. Venus comes towards Uranus because she moves much faster than he does. It's a little bit like Uranus is guest at Venus's, is already there, is staying there for a while, and the host is coming to welcome and to honor its visit. And to meet all his needs. Uranus, when he visits somewhere, tends to disturb. It's a bit disruptive. And what he does is creating a dissonance or some kind of disorder or some kind of trouble. To invite a reality that is no longer right, perhaps because it's too old and became stale or outdated, or perhaps because there is an element of untruth in it. So when something is not quite aligned with eternal truth, Uranus comes and creates some havoc to provoke a reaction so harmony can be restored on a higher plane. Obviously, what is being disturbed won't be restored in the exact same way. There's this shift. So Uranus is an awakener in that sense. Brings light on something, shows that it's not in place, and invites resolution on a higher level. We know well that something is not quite right on our Earth plane. Everybody's aware of it. What Uranus brings into the sign of Taurus as the lightning, the thunderbolt that cause the harmonization that bring back to balance what was imbalanced. A lot of that is happening currently on the planet, quite understandably so. The sign of Taurus represents embodiment and enjoyment, the fullness of being embodied on Earth. This is a talent we haven't fully developed so far. In the sense that even for those of us human beings who love being human and living on Earth, which is not the majority, but even for those who love it, the enjoyment is always tarnished by some kind of darkness or hidden agenda and subconscious patterns that tend to distort the game and turn enjoyment into pain sooner or later. And for those who never managed to really enjoy living on Earth, just landed there, it seems, unwillingly or by mistake, the perspective of being fully there and happy seems impossible. And yet what Uranus brings by its strong lightning firework-like presence in this very earthy sign is the reminder that life on Earth is meant to be joyful, cheerful, happy. That we, as conscious creators of our lives, are meant to have great fun manifesting ever new shapes, forms, experiences with the very diverse material we have available on the planet. We as a species are meant to have a generous experience of sharing and multiplying all the gifts the Earth abounds in. So an extremely powerful challenge. And here comes Venus, the host, who owns the space. And what she does is just expanding, opening up, so she can hold the magnitude of that disruptive force that came to visit. Venus represents an aspect of the feminine, the primordial feminine, the very dark, still, quiet, original force at the origin of all that is. And Venus obviously represents the heart. Can you for a moment let your heart expand and become vast enough to hold all the trouble there may be sometimes in your heart, in your mind, in your body, in your life, in your community, in your country? Can you make it even vaster and become big enough to embrace the earth? Can this big, vastly open heart hold the earth for a moment? And enjoy the exchange. Enjoy the sharing. My heart holds the earth bowl. My heart contains it, supports it, protects it. And the exchange is that the earth nurtures me and heals me. The earth brings me back to my original perfection and harmony. You have to bear in mind that in the big shift we are going through is the earth healing humanity and not the other way around. As the frequency of the earth rose, human consciousness started to evolve and awaken gradually. That was a conscious choice the Earth made to support the evolution of humanity as a whole. Now Uranus is showing that to us. And in the coming days, there'll be another possibly minor event, which is the full moon. It's minor because it happens every month. It's the third full moon we have this year, in 2020. So that full moon will be in Virgo. It will be on Monday evening. And it will complete one part of the big download we get from the huge conjunction of Neptune and its vast realms of infinite, eternal, divine life. The awakening energy that invites the heart to open with Uranus and Venus meeting in Taurus. And that moon in Virgo will reactivate or continue activating the Sun-Neptune conjunction. So it's like they don't only meet, but the feast will last for a lot longer, so our human self, that embodied self, then sometimes gets trapped in emotional wave, gets lost in complicated, convoluted thoughts, or loses track of the bodies. So that human self can be shown again who they really are. Divine perfection. So this axis between Pisces, where the moon, the sun and Neptune meet, and on the other side, opposite, in Virgo, the moon, reflecting that to us. That highlights the massive transformation we are experiencing the minute we turn inwards. Every time we turn inwards, even briefly, we can now see for true that what seemed to be one way is certainly not that way. What seemed to be locked is probably already bang open. What seemed to be impossible is indeed possible. And here we were presented with an array of talents that are ours, of directions we can choose and take. A huge flow of personal and collective transformations due to en masse awakening, which show us how much, how deeply what we call the world has changed already. We are not looking for change anymore. We have to see where the change has occurred. And this full moon in Virgo will also allow us to feel in the body, so that simple sensation that when I am here present fully in my body, that moment, I am already fully awakened and I can sense it. So what's left around me, that cluster of dark energy, of negativity, of pain and suffering, is it an illusion? Yes, in a way, and no. Yes, it's an illusion in as much as when I don't invest into that negativity, it disappears for me. When my heart is no longer troubled by huge waves of fear, frustration, or any other emotion, it can be still and open. And no, it's not an illusion in a sense that for many people, this reality is where they live. So what can be confusing at times is to realize that a part of the population of the earth lives in one dimension, whereas another part lives in another dimension. Part of the population lives in duality, another part in unity. This as such wouldn't be so confusing because they can't meet. They don't operate on the same frequency. But where the confusion lies is in the thought world, in the world of concepts, ideas. In the world of experiences made by the ones and the others. Different realities are being described with the very same words. So the quality of many words that are used is affected. Some words, many words, have become stained. Some are impure. Some have become toxic. This is another clue given by Neptune. Often, when we are closest to enlightenment, we can fall into huge traps of illusion. We are closest and we get lost. But also, we can have amazing breakthroughs and enlightening experiences when we are very far from enlightenment. Illusion, disillusion, yes, no. Well, in between those two worlds, and we have to be careful not to be trapped in the fourth dimension where concepts, thoughts, emotions, veil or distort or alter the reality we actually live in. If you want to live that life of an enlightened consciousness living fully on earth with all its attributes, talents, capacities, the only resource when it comes to making a decision, giving yourself a direction or taking a step in one direction, the only resource that is reliable is your inner feeling. Your inner knowing. Without the shadow of a doubt, you know something to be true for you, or something to be true for something else or somebody else. But that certainty is born from within. And it is the foundation stone on which you build not a castle or a wall, but you build your conscious presence. You build it because you hold it in a nutshell and you have to let it expand, and it expands far beyond what you never ever dared showing anybody, not even yourself, in the brightest of your insights. So like when your heart is holding the earth, your heart is holding that full presence of enlightened being, who you are, and the light has to shine through your heart far beyond and connect all the dots on the planet grid. With your star origin, with distant galaxies, but also with your next door neighbor. It's a state of being. That knowing has always been the only way we can know things for sure. But now we have to make clear that it is what we have to privilege if we want to dissolve the veil of confusion we hold around us and the thickness of the collective cloud you tend to contribute to when you get trapped. At a given moment, we can only be clear, that is, the light. We either are the light we hold, which is the world, divinity, the source, or we are not the light. And that's called separation, division, or hell, or anything else. And is in this chasing light and darkness, you choose again and again the light. But you choose it at the bottom of your heart. It's not a statement you make, it's not a spiritual credo, it's not an affirmation. You can't skip the dilation of the heart and believe that you have opened your heart. You can't bypass, you have to go through the famous eye of the needle. This illusion is very narrow passage. Painful, but it's a final pain. What's painful in disillusion is not so much that we lose the illusion, but the realization that we've been in illusion for so long. How could we not see it? So there we are, sitting in the dark, and as the evening is coming, we want to gather and collect all the pieces of wisdom we have retrieved today. Little bits, pieces, precious sparks of light. Collect them and let them build the perfect image of who we are. There's nothing to do for that. There's nothing to perfect. We are perfect. There's nowhere to go. We are there. So no improvement, no destination, nothing to achieve. We are accomplished. The most little step that remains for us to take is surrender completely to that divinity of ours, so it can appear. So any distortion that shows in the shape of complex, disruptive destructive habits, addictions, conditions, emotional, mental, physical, so that all that can be repaired and brought back to perfect alignment, to the perfect mandala of our being, that multi-dimensional, ever-changing, geometric pattern that makes us the unique being we are. At this point, the only thing needed is to surrender and allow the process to complete. We can take time. We can be slow, jump in, but we have to allow it. It's a tiny step, and it's a huge realization. The axis where this full moon is happening, between Pisces, where the sun is, and Virgo, where the moon is, encompasses the infinite vastness and the infinite smallness of everything. So from microparticles of matter to gigantic multiverses. Can we, on our human scale, just surrender to our human divinity? We came here this time to manifest our divinity fully. It makes a big difference for the planet when we say yes and allow it. It's a sacred marriage of our divine self with our human self that accomplishes, complete, I should have said, the long journey we have taken ever since we entered division, separation. So, I invite you to sit back, relax, feel deep into your cells, into every fiber of matter in your human reality. Feel your body, feel your heart, feel the space of your mind, and wait. And when you feel ready, say yes internally. Surrender fully to your divinity.